My name is Sylvia Petrescu-Perhova, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Letting Go, in which a man who works for the government has a daughter who is suffering from a plague called Solaria. The dark man sat at the desk, watching his digital clock intently. The minutes seemed to tick by like sludge, one after the other, in an endless procession of time, and he anxiously awaited 15 o'clock. The clock rang and the hour changed. He rocketed out of his chair, pocketing the small wooden whale. He took the lift down to the pod garage, where he clambered into his own black pod and raced out of the garage into the cool day-night air, surveying the bustling roads. He drove down a dark, narrow street, navigating the hovering pod through dark alleys, watching his pod screen with a fervor so intense you would think he was driving the pod with telekinesis. He stopped in front of a faded blue building and hopped out, looking right and left before entering silently. He strode purposefully, and quite a bit nervously, down a white hallway to a door marked Solaria Tests and Quarantine. He went in and made his way down the rows of curtained beds, from which emanated nothing but silence and the heavy air of sickness, and sat in a small wooden chair at the side of the last bed in the row. Underneath a thin blue blanket lay a frail figure. Her sun-kissed skin was pale and bloodless. Small purple splotches covered her face and neck, the mark of Solaria. Her dark eyes were closed. A long tube connected to a beeping monitor protruded from her hand. Her dark curly hair spilled about her face in a halo of chocolate, and a small ebony pendant, a little heart, glinted at her throat. Her lips were pale and slightly parted, as if to speak words that never came. Blood glinted ruby red in a small dish on the bedside table. The man clasped her small, limp fingers in his strong, dark ones. He knew she was long gone, but he still treasured her touch. Closing his eyes, he let a mental dam break, and a flood of memories rushed through his head. Playing, laughing, talking at the park. The day of the initiation. Listening to exotic music. Sick days watching Holo TV. Cooking and baking for the neighbors. The day of the scar. The first day of school. The test, confirming Solaria, which he had kept secret for all these years. The day she told him to let her go, that it was her time, that she loved him. The overwhelming feeling of guilt and sadness that had hardened his heart. Today, the day she left this world and moved on to another. Luna, I will love you always and forever, he breathed, feeling a tug in his chest. May you rest in peace and know that you are loved. He folded her fingers around the whale and placed her hands on her chest. She looks so peaceful, he thought. He stood, smiling sadly. Looking back one last time, he whispered four words. Farewell, my beautiful daughter.